Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, and thanks to all the colleagues, of course, for their comments. I've been listening very carefully, and I don't have any problems. I don't recall there was a lot of support for going beyond. I'm talking about the first sentence. The reference to the idea that the subsidiary means as expressed in the other languages is more precise was a reference that connects to the lack of clarity in the English version of the term. So I didn't get fully Mr. Foto's proposal, but I hope that it's okay to keep the text that says that found that they more precisely underline the ancillary auxiliary nature of the subsidiary means. And the reason for that is, even with the rearrangement now, that contrast remains. And if anybody looks into the area, they will find that there's a difference in terms of how subsidiary means was understood in English vis-a-vis the other languages. So my own preference would be to keep the first sentence as is. Having said that, I think the helpful fix is this text was a text that I tried to accommodate Mr. Fife's concerns, which he had sent to me, as he indicated, some days ago. So the helpful fix is to delete the word the and then use the word a and to introduce also is fine with me. That brings me to differ in their nature from. I think that works and are subordinate to the former sources. I'm not sure we to put international custom in quotations, and then you leave, I guess, by implication, we already accept what general principles of law and judicial decisions and treaties, which we didn't express fully. So we can say international custom in quotations if it makes Mr. Galindo happier. I don't have any problem with that proposal. And then as to the last two sentences, I think that was the last proposal, I would prefer to keep it. Part of the reason is that if you go back and look at the commentary on customary international law, where the Commission dealt with the question of this, subsidiary means, it said precisely that same thing about how that's not to suggest, because the Commission was distinguishing between their formal status as a source of law from their subsidiary status, which is not a source of law. It made a similar statement to that effect. So I prefer to keep that, even though I took the point by Mr. Oyarzabal. It may be the easier thing to do at this point, and maybe we can accommodate his concern by, I think he said he would prefer a secondary to go, but then the contrast is lost, so I'm not sure that would work very well. I'm just looking at it now. So if it's okay, maybe it's just easier to keep it, because I didn't quite get the contrast would be lost if we remove the secondary. It's my impression. And that's what the sentence is trying to do, because it's qualified already, albeit only as. So that's the qualification. Maybe he could clarify. Thank you.